The Milwaukee Public School System's residency requirement has been in place for 3 decades now. Among the country's 50 largest districts, a recent study found only Milwaukee and Chicago still have residency requirements in place. Those who favor it say it makes sure teachers understand and are invested in the communities where they work. But Elkhart Lake GOP Assemblyman Steve Castell says the trouble is it's counterproductive to attracting and retaining teachers.
When you artificially reduce the talent pool, you're going to wind up with a harder time hiring good people.
Castell says it's probably already tougher in Milwaukee than at any other district in the state. But Milwaukee Democratic Assemblyman Pedro Colon says residency is really a collective bargaining issue, and the state shouldn't meddle in where his city's teachers live. He says that if Republicans want to improve instruction in Milwaukee, they should spend more on education than they would in the budget that passed the assembly.
I just think this is sort of a bait and switch kind of thing, or, you know, look over here, I'm fixing it, but in reality, you're just thrashing the whole system.
A proposal to drop Milwaukee's residency requirement failed earlier this year when it came up for a vote in the legislature's budget committee. Now it will be up to a conference committee of 4 lawmakers from both parties to decide whether or not it gets included in a compromise budget. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.